Lately, these large searchlights light up the sky on the U.S.-Mexico border between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. They don't have anything to do with stepped-up border enforcement. They are part of a binational art installation, one that tries to connect people on both sides of the Rio Grande. KERA's Mallory Falk takes us there.
Hola, México.
Hola, El Paso.
It's called Border Tuner, as in the dial you use to tune into a radio station. Here's how it works. You step up to a microphone and turn a small wheel that controls a set of searchlights. Someone at another station just across the border does the same. When your lights intersect in the sky, you can start a conversation.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien.
That's a woman in Juarez speaking to a young boy in El Paso. They can't see each other's faces, but they can hear each other's voices, booming from loudspeakers.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
Seis.
This project was 2 years in the making, the brainchild of artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer. He's originally from Mexico City and based in Montreal now. Lozano Hemmer's created interactive sound and light installations all over the world. And he's been drawn to the U.S.-Mexico border, especially since President Trump's election. He says artists here are tired of the same narratives surrounding this place, about divisiveness and racism and militarizing the border.
And while all of this is true, there's so many other narratives that are being missed, you know, about interdependence and coexistence, and about the fact that connections between at least El Paso and Ciudad Juarez go deep.
So he designed a project to highlight those narratives. The installation runs through Sunday. Each night starts with a half-hour performance by local musicians, activists, historians. But the most intimate moments come when two strangers connect.
So yeah, I help people seeking asylum.
Erica Rosales Negaglioni, an attorney who often works with asylum seekers, is talking with a middle school art teacher in Juarez. They thank each other for doing such important work.
Yeah, you should be very proud. You too.
Erica says she was overcome by the experience.
Seeing the lights and seeing how they flicker with the voices was just very emotional. And just to think about, we're not separated by much.
The two sites are divided by a border wall. The searchlights form a sort of bridge above the barrier. Again, Rafael Lozano Hemmer.
The idea that the artwork takes place above that wall, to me, is symbolically important because it's almost like you're trying to ignore it. You know, you're trying to say we still share the atmosphere.
At the microphones, two women are also sharing their love of music.
Otra vez.
Son gusto, Anita.
Son gusto. I love you.
For NPR News, I'm Mallory Falk on the U.S.-Mexico border.